Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Perhaps you recognize one of those voices in that little tribute there to our starting our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Hey, Gary Moore, thanks for calling in and dropping that little dig in there for me.
I thought I heard a little twang in that.
Yeah,
voice.
A little bit. Welcome back, folks. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Gary Moore, original founding member of our Brain Trust. The financialseminary.org is his website. Gary, remind folks what you do for your customers.
Well, I used to be an investment counselor for 40 years, Jim, and I got sick of that and turned it over to my son not long ago. So I'm just I'm just trying to still integrate more morality into our financial system is the way it's probably the easiest way to understand it.
Well, you've been doing that for a long time. You had some thoughts as you were – I cut you off as you went to the break in the last segment. Do you remember where you were?
Yeah, Jim, I do. I had been concerned. I knew the Fed was building up balance sheet by buying these treasury bonds, and that had been a major stimulus to the economy. And I was concerned when they start, you know, selling those bonds, taking cash out of the economy, what it might do. What I did not realize, and Stockman's writing made it clear this week, the other central banks of the world, the European Central Bank and Bank of Japan and so on, all together, central banks of the world own $21 trillion worth of U.S. government bonds.
Wow.
And if, four times as much as I'd been worried about.
Wow, that's the size of our economy.
If they all begin dumping, we've got a potentially serious issue.
That's the size of our economy.
That's correct. It's the size of our federal debt.
The size of our debt, exactly right. Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
So that's where the debt is, right? I mean, our debt is basically in those bonds, in those other places.
Yeah, that's what.
It's interesting. It shouldn't surprise us that those numbers are pretty close to the same, should it?
Well, yeah, and they there's different ways of measuring that, Jim, and it depends.
Well, it's I don't have to wonder where all the money I owe, who all the money I owe is owed to. I know it's owed to the bank, and they know how much it is. It's the same number I owe. So, you know.
Yeah, I don't want to get into that either. That's too complicated.
Yeah.
It does matter who you owe the money to, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I phrase it is, would you rather owe money to your bank, your father-in-law, or the mafia?
Right.
I mean, I'd rather owe it to my father-in-law because that's what we call a soft dollar.
Right.
The bank second and the mafia third because they'll break your legs.
Mm-hmm.
So it does matter who the money is owed to, and economists, true economists, measure that.
What can small businesses do to hedge against a potential downturn, an uptick in the interest rates, and a downturn in equities? See, this is what upsets me, Gary. The stock market's gone up 30% in the last year and a half for no particular reason other than optimism. Out here on Main Street, Gary, we can't fry optimism. And we can only fry what customers give us, what they buy from us.
Right.
And so what I'm concerned about is the stock market has gotten themselves into this bubble. That bubble's going to burst. It's going to rain down on Main Street, and we're going to take the hit, even though we really haven't benefited that much. And I've been complaining about this for a long time. What do you think?
Well, you're exactly right, Jim. When the economy collapsed in 08, it was because of a financial crisis. The banks, Wall Street was basically broke, Jim.
Yep.
And what Obama had to do, and I think he had to do it, was he had to get money into the banks, which sounds weird. The banks caused it, and then the banks get bailed out, and everybody politically, that was unacceptable. But the things were pretty iffy back in those days. I think a lot iffier than most people recognize.
That's
I've
right.
heard that General Electric actually called the White House because they didn't have money to make payroll that week. That's how
yeah.
bad it was.
Yeah.
But what's happened is we've continued to pour money through the banking system. And you know the old phrase is you can only get money from a bank if you don't need it.
Right.
So while that money has ended up in the among the wealthiest people in the country and our corporations, and, of course, wealthy people own the corporations.
Right.
So we top 10%, and I'm part of it, Jim. I've benefited from it.
Well, what do we do?
It wasn't right because
20 seconds.
None of it got to Main Street. Well, you got to, if you believe Stockman, okay, you should be careful with variable rate debt because your costs are going to increase.
Yep.
You should be careful of getting too optimistic right now. The punch bowl is flowing, but they can still take it away, Jim. So watch
your
end.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.